Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. It would seem that Isaac and Rebekah were now living in a house. They were living in a town. They had settled down, started to put down roots, had a house with windows. And now along comes the king and says, "Sorry, but you guys have to leave." And where do they go? They go back to the tent. Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar. They had to leave some of that prosperity, that stability behind. And the author of Hebrews makes reference to it later on when he talks about Abraham and Isaac living in tents as those who were aliens or strangers in a land. Even though God had promised Isaac the land, Isaac was not to think of that promise as the ultimate promise. God promised him and his descendants the land as a down payment on something much, much larger. Abraham for sure understood that. God had much more than dry and dusty real estate in Palestine in view. One of the results of the famine and of Isaac and Rebekah's migration was God sent the gospel to the Philistines. Here is someone who serves God, who obeys God, who is blessed by God, and he's living in the middle of a heathen nation. He's living in the midst of the Philistines. It was before they had turned into such cruel enemies of Israel. They still had some grasp of right and wrong. They still had an understanding of the truth. But like so many others, the Philistines took that opportunity and squandered it. They squandered the opportunity that God gave, and they lived to pay a very high price. The price is they are no longer recognized as a distinct people group. The Philistines as a people left human history with very little trace. Long before Jesus commissioned the disciples, God had all the nations of the world in view. Abraham and his descendants would be favored above others, yet the rest of humanity was not excluded from God's blessing and the gospel. That is one of those results of the famine and subsequent events. The second thing we see is God's promises and blessings for this life are real. They are wonderful. And they are intended to serve as an attractant, a way to show the lost in a form they can understand that friendship with God is a good thing, which means we should be sure to let them know the source of our blessings, that it is not our smarts, it is not our family legacy, it is not the luck of the draw, it is God and His grace that we experience the good things in this life. And the third thing, even God's best blessing in this life is only a tiny example of the blessing found in eternal life and the inheritance that is promised to us in Christ. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Think about what that means. Think about the blessings that we have experienced in this life because of faith in Christ and what God has done for us. And think of what that means to the extent we can. Our minds and our imagination is too small. We cannot fully grasp all that God has awaiting us. So even what we receive in this life is just a tiny bit of what we will experience in the next life. No matter how good our imagination, no matter how much God has revealed in His Word, we still have no real grasp of what is waiting for us. But we do know it is going to be great. And it will be worth everything we experience in this life and more besides. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.